This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? Brand new day, brand new show, fresh slate. Here we go. Oh, my goodness. There's plenty to talk about today, isn't there? Anybody watch that debate last night? I did. I took one for the team. Thankfully, it was in Nevada.
None of us watched it. We knew you were going to take one for the team because we did can't you, stomach it.
Didn't have to mess with it? Is that what your thinking was? Yeah, that makes sense.
Bad poker league.
Although, what Hollyweird is saying about how Bloomberg didn't do well, maybe I should have watched it.
I actually thought Bloomberg had the line of the night when he talked about what we've done up here is exactly the way to reelect Donald Trump. Thank you for saying it, because there was nothing much. It was awful. It was absolutely awful. Titanic meet iceberg. Bad. You know, it just was not.
This is the line of the night, but that's line of the night if you're not one of the people cheering for one of the candidates up there.
So. Yeah, I mean, Bloomberg clearly took a beating last night. There's no doubt about that. But I'm just trying to step back and say, all right, if I'm watching that, you know, all you really care about if you're Donald Trump or any of the presidential candidates right now is voters who are not firmly in another camp, right? That are thinking about, sort of the suburban moms or the typical kind of swing voter. That's what your focus is. And if your focus was a suburban mom last night, that she's going to watch. If I want to see this, I'll just watch my kids fight. I don't need this on my TV screen. I don't know who it inspires. I really don't. And Bloomberg was on the short end of the stick last night because they were just trying to pummel him, and he didn't do well. But I thought he had a couple of pretty good lines that were very true. One calling out Bernie Sanders on how many homes he has. That was rich. And then also the one about who's winning. If you watch this, who do you think the winner is? Donald Trump, absolutely, no doubt about it. And the president himself had a rally last night in Arizona, so we'll talk all about that a little bit this morning. We're going to talk about Leadership ND. We love good local programs, and this one is a good local program. Brian Opp is going to stop by and tell us a little bit about what's happening in Dickinson today and tomorrow. They have a workforce, is a workforce development strategy. This is Leadership ND that's happening out there, and it is a group of established leaders, and they have a group of rising leaders for youngsters, and they do six sessions in a different community. And this one is Dickinson, and they're doing tours of Baker Boys, Steffes, and Fisher. So we'll look forward to hearing about that. Then next hour, we're going to talk about beef. We're going to talk about cattle producers. We're going to talk about the way forward. We have held a series of discussions here at Kenny Grainer on one day, and Kenny up staying for a better part of an hour one day, and came back the next day because there were so many calls, and Kenny and a few other groups believe that country of origin labeling is the way forward for the beef industry that right now is struggling with low prices, they believe mainly because there are four packers. So there's another group of folks that say, that's not the answer. And so we're going to hear that side today and welcome your calls to four of them, both the leaders in their own organizations on this. Daryl Lease, who's, of course, president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, and Dan Rohrbig as well with the Stockman. So looking forward to that conversation coming up today on the program. And if you have questions or comments, you can get them in early at 701-258. I was going to give you the phone number. I want to give you the text if you want to get them in early. Text Todd at 701-226-8503 or me at 701-367-2054 for moi. You can call us on What's on Your Mind by picking up the telephone and calling 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. All right, in case you missed it, as a service, here's a little of what you missed last night at the Democratic debate. Listen to this.
I think that turning to someone like Mayor Bloomberg, who thinks he can buy this election, is no better a way to succeed than turning to somebody like Senator Sanders, who wants to burn the house down.
I'd like to talk about who we're running against. A billionaire who calls women fat broads and horse-faced lesbians. And no, I'm not talking about Donald Trump. I'm talking about Mayor Bloomberg.
In order to beat Donald Trump, we're going to need the largest voter turnout in the history of the United States. Mr. Bloomberg had policies in New York City of stop and frisk, which went after African-American and Latino people in an outrageous way. That is not a way you're going to grow voter turnout.
If he goes and is the candidate, we will have Donald Trump for another 4 years, and we can't stand that.
Boy, they get any out of him?
Oof. Yeah, and there were, I mean, literally, we could take the whole show and give you highlights. Here's another one of my my favorites. I thought it was actually Bloomberg's probably best moment.
Mayor Bloomberg, would you like to make that question? Was about socialism.
What a wonderful country we have. The best known socialist in the country happens to be a millionaire with three houses. What did I miss here?
Well, you'll miss that I work in Washington, House 1.
That's the first problem.
Live in Burlington, House 2.
That's good.
And like thousands of other Vermonters, I do have a summer camp. Forgive me for that. But where is your home? Which tax haven?
New York,
your home?
New York City, thank you very much. Yeah, and I pay all my home. Taxes.
Tax haven? Wow.
Listen to the beginning. And you should see Bernie. He looks like a raving lunatic.
Oh, yeah.
He's just losing his mind. The hair's flying everywhere. He's like, how dare you? Here is. Listen to the beginning of this. Just listen to the beginning where you can't understand a word that's being said. That is about one half of the debate last night. Okay? Listen to this.
Mayor Bloomberg, would you like to make that question? Was about socialism.
What a wonderful country we have. The best-known socialist in the country happens to be a millionaire with three houses.
That's priceless. That's priceless.
Yep. Yeah.
And, because here's the deal. Most of Bernie Sanders' followers, you know, they hate the man, right? They don't like the man. They don't like the boss. They don't like the big person. They don't like,
yeah,
you know,
big brother.
It's the 99 versus the one. That whole deal, right? And the guy's a millionaire. I mean, Senator Kevin Cramer works in Washington. Does he own a home in Washington? No. So you don't have to own a home there, and they're not cheap. So I'm glad he. I'm glad he called him out on that. I think that was.
I thought the mic drop was Bloomberg. I mean, Bloomberg. His line of this one, right?
I can't think of a ways that would make it easier for Donald Trump to get reelected than listening to this conversation.
Yeah.
That's when I changed it. Okay.
He's good. He's right.
He's right.
He's right. That was very good.
That's it.
There's no, that was solid. That was absolutely solid. Now, meanwhile, Donald Trump is holding a rally over in Arizona because he's genius. Right? He is genius.
Yeah.
He is showing the contrast between... What he brings and what they bring, and listen to this neat moment from last night at the debate, because there was a story going around about a World War II vet that was helped, and the president heard about it and recognized it.
It's all over TV that the folks here tonight have helped a great World War II veteran into the arena. I don't know if he knows it, but he's right now the hottest celebrity in the world. I don't know what's going on here. He might even be hotter than Trump right now, I have to say. Did you see the scene? No, it's all over television. Even fake news CNN had him on. But they say he's a legitimate great hero of World War II, Irvin Julian. Irvin, thank you.
Two men are actually carrying this fella.
Yeah.
And he's behind the president. President turns to applaud him and... Listen to that crowd.
Huh. Yep.
Which rally would you rather be at?
Yep.
What television event would you rather be participating in?
Yep.
And I asked my son Don to get a couple of hats and get some things and give them to Irwin, right now, and I want to thank you. Really, that's a great honor. And thank you for the great job you've done. An American patriot. Thank you very much.
So Don Jr. goes over there and hands him some Make America Great Hat Again. Make America Great Again hats. Very cool. Tom and Hettinger, what's on your mind, Tom?
Well, I was just wondering if anybody's mentioned it, but the way to sink Bloomberg's campaign with a bunch of farm machinery would be Scott and Rush and Hannity or Laura Ingraham to put that two-minute segment of Paul Harvey's description of a farmer, just put it on the air twice a week until the election, and I think Bloomberg would just go down the tubes.
Yeah. It could just go down. By the way, none of the other candidates mentioned that last night. I didn't hear it anyway from the debate. I wish they had, without question, because that had been a dandy. I yesterday suggested he needed to spend a little time with barbed wire and found a picture of barbed wire. Getting some grief about that, but it's barbed wire. I just used barbed wire. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate that. Good suggestion.
I'm Jim. I'm IndieFlagpoleGuy.com, and I invite you to my exciting web and local television series, The Flagpole Guy Chronicles. We're documenting historical events of patriotism all across the fruited plains, stories of faith, hope, and love, celebrating the American experience and the American dream. Join me on YouTube. Or check your local listings. And thank you.
American-made flags and flagpoles installed by an American patriot. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or visit ndflagpoleguy.com today.
A trusted energy partner. A leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess, working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins & Kronk Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins & Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today. 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Crooked politicians get rich. Oh, yeah. Harry Truman. Thank you for that. Go Bernie, says another of your text. Scott, the Emmy goes to the best horror show, The Democratic Debate, with Mikey Bloomberg, director and the producing film company, The Dumpster Fire. It was a little bit of a dumpster fire. If you needed your dose of a shift show, The Debates last night, the recipe for satisfaction. The debate looked like a bunch of kindergartners trying to push their way to the front of the line to get a drink of water. What a terrible debate format. Chuck Todd of MSNBC. This is a funny one because he's directing his question to Pete Buttigieg, right? And Pete Buttigieg has this big smile on his face, a little Boy Scout smile that he has, right? And as he brings up his own words from an essay, you see his face go like, oh, I can't believe I'm going to have to talk about that. But listen to this. This is the kind of moderators you get at a Democratic debate. Listen to the kind of debate moderators you get.
I want to get you in on this because, in 2000, you wrote an award-winning essay. You praised Senator Sanders. You specifically praised him for embracing socialism. You have now since said that you are concerned about
smile
his
gone.
Policies.
Smile gone.
But I am curious about this. Are you out of touch with your own generation? Millennials, by a big chunk, embrace his version of democratic socialism. You do not. Are you out of touch with your generation?
Yeah. So up Chuck Todd there from MSNBC. Come on. You aren't socialist enough. You're out of touch. You need to be a socialist. Pete Buttigieg and Amy Klobuchar went toe-to-toe last night. Klobuchar was hot. At one point, I thought she was going to cry. She was so freaked out. She almost pulled out a comb and ate a salad. It almost happened. Roll a little bit of that, Kevin.
Okay. This to trivia. I actually didn't know how many members were in the Knesset. So
there you go.
But you're staking your candidacy on your Washington experience. You're on the committee that oversees border security. You're on the committee that does trade. You're literally in part of the committee that's overseeing these things. And we're not able to speak to literally the first thing about the politics of the country to ourselves.
Are you trying to say that I'm dumb? Or are you mocking me here, Pete?
I made
an error. People sometimes forget names. I am the one that has, number one, has the experience based on passing over 100 bills. If I could respond, this was a pretty big allegation. He's basically saying that I don't have the experience to be president of the United States. I have passed over 100 bills as the lead Democrat since being in the U.S. Senate. I am the one, not you, that has won statewide in congressional district after congressional district. And I will say, when you tried in Indiana, Pete, to run, what happened to you? You lost by over 20 points to someone who later lost to my friend Joe Donnelly. So don't tell me about experience. What unites us here is we want to win. Right. And I think we should put a proven winner in charge of the ticket.
This is a race for president. If winning a race for Senate in Minnesota translated directly to becoming president, I would have grown up under the presidency of Walter Mondale. This is different. And the reason that I think we need to talk about Washington experience is that we should ask what that experience has led to. Experiences and certainly tenure.
I can't listen anymore to him. Isn't he smug?
He does have a bit of a point, though,
Well, it's
in that arena, in that argument they're having, he does have a good point there.
Well, he rightly chastised her for not knowing who the president of Mexico was.
Right.
Now, she had tried to hammer him on how many members there were in the, which country's legislature, I can't remember what it was.
But yeah.
I think it was Israeli members of the, whatever they call it, parliament. But, I agree with you. There's a point there, but he's so smug in what he says.
Yeah.
Even when he's right, he's just this smarmy, kind of smirky kind of. And she nailed him later, saying something about, "Yeah, you're good at reading talking points, but that's about it." It was pretty good.
The point he made that I liked was that you're on the committee, you're there, and all these people that it's like screaming about how broken health care is, but yet you've been there for 30 years and you didn't fix anything. You've been on the committee, you're there, but yet. You haven't done anything.
Jim, what do you think of the debates? You're next on What's on Your Mind. Traveling today, and thanks for listening while you're on the road.
Oh, it's a pleasure. You guys put on a great show. I just had a question. When Hillary Clinton was running, where did these superdelegates come from, and when did they come in play?
Yeah, good question. And that's, the superdelegates was the establishment's way of putting their thumb on the scale. But when did it start is a good question. I don't know when superdelegates emerged in the Democratic primary process. I don't know. That's a good question. But, you know, and Bernie brought it up last night because he said, you know, I think it was Chuck Todd said, I want everybody to tell me, are you for whoever has the most delegates at the end of this process is the nominee, or you got to have the magic number, over half. Everybody on stage, with the exception of Bernie Sanders, said, no, 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 the Democratic process has to play out. He, because he has the most delegates now, said, absolutely, who has the most majority after the most delegates after this process has to be the winner because of the superdelegates. So he was raising that very point.
And one more question, and I mean this sincerely. Pete Buttigieg has referred to his partner as his husband. So if he was fortunate enough to win the White House, would that qualify as the first lady in the White House?
Yeah, I don't want to go there. I have no idea. And here's the deal. I don't think we have to worry about it, Jim, because no. It's not going to happen. But
the first gentleman...
Yeah, I don't know. That's one thing I must say. I just totally. Are they husband? I don't know. And I'd rather not know, actually. So, Jim, thank you very much. I appreciate it. 800-228-0550 is our toll free telephone number. I need to tell you about our friend CJ Dak Diesel, because we were waiting for him to call, and you know what? When he doesn't call, you know what that means? He's hard at it. He's fixing somebody's rig to get him back on the road, get a little more torque, a little better gas mileage, a little improvement on how things are going. They do it with semi-trucks, pickup trucks, tractors, basically anything diesel, and that's all CJ's done. He grew up in the business. Diesel vehicle repairs, every job. They love taking it on and making it better for you. So, and think about this. When was the last time your pickup truck, semi-truck, tractor was, you know, you had some serious maintenance done on it? Because you don't want a breakdown come this spring. Call them. 701-258-5011. 701-258-5011. Let's get another call in here real quick before the break. DakDiesel.com, by the way, as well. Caller wanted to talk about the FSA. We've done a lot of that lately. What's on your mind?
Well, I'd just like to help that farmer out. I've been there, done that. It's called the National Appeals Division, and here's the 800 number, 1-877-4-USDA-NAD.
Did you find that to be a good solution?
Yeah, I called the congressman, and everybody except the president of the United States got no help, and I was the only farmer that had done this all by myself without a lawyer, which they lied to you at FSA. They say you need a lawyer and everything, but you don't.
Wow.
National Appeals Division helps you. It won't cost you a dime. It takes your time.
Well, that's worth it. Get her done. Thanks, Lester.
Titan Machinery has the most versatile tractors on the market, the new generation T7 series from New Holland. These tractors expertly handle the field work of row crop and mixed farming operations, as well as tough hauling, transport, and utility chores. Nine models from 140 to 3,000 horsepower give you precise control and best-in-class comfort of the Horizon cab. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about New Holland T7 tractors today. They give you power, versatility, comfort, and efficiency.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost, and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Six Democratic candidates taking the stage once again for another debate, this time in Las Vegas. Moderator Chuck Todd asked the candidates, should the person with the most delegates at the end of the primary season be the nominee, even if they're short of a majority? He started off with Mike Bloomberg.
So you want the convention to work its will?
Yes.
Senator Warren.
But a convention working its will means that people have the delegates that are pledged to them, and they keep those delegates until
they
come
person?
To the convention.
No? Okay. All righty. Vice President Biden?
Play by the rules.
Yes or no? Leading person with the delegates, should they be the nominee or not?
No. Let the process work its way out.
Mayor Buttigieg?
Not necessarily. Not to listen
Senator
to
Senator Klobuchar?
Let the process work.
Senator Sanders?
Well, the process includes 500 superdelegates on the second ballot. So I think that the will of the people should prevail. Yes.
This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Top of the hour. Next hour, we're talking beef. Yes, I have a, I don't know, maybe a little bit of exuberance, enthusiasm, thinking that if we can get enough cattle producers talking amongst themselves about solutions on how to deal with this challenging market right now, that we can come up with something. Maybe that's naive. I don't know. I'll be the first to say it could be naive. But it's something I'm consumed with doing. And partly because as long as I've been on the air, especially in western North Dakota, I've heard a lot of concern from cattle producers about the country of origin labeling. And, of course, that went away because of the, you know, the rules of the WTO and and it was challenged. Canada said that's unfair, and they won. Okay, so then what do you do? And I hear very smart cattle producers on one hand say that, you know, that's, we could do that ourselves. It's not that big a deal. Anyway, everybody sort of has an opinion, but there's not a lot of unity. I'd love to have a little bit of consensus unity among cattle producers so we can say, all right, that makes sense. This is what they want. Let's go bug the daylights out of anybody that can make a difference. USDA, members of Congress, whatever. So that's what I'm out to do, and just facilitating these conversations, learning a bunch while I'm doing it, and welcoming the great minds of North Dakota cattle producers to weigh in. So we'll do more of that next hour. Dan Warbig and Daryl Lease will join us on the program to talk about it. We did it earlier with Kenny Grainer and others on the other side of it, so just getting lots of ideas out there. So if you got questions for those guys, lay it on us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Brian out from the University of Mary in just a moment on a Leadership ND event that's taking place today and tomorrow in Dickinson. But first, Bill in Cyrus wants to weigh in here with a question for Todd, the radio god Mitchell. Go ahead, Bill.
Good morning. My name is Bill. I live in Bucyrus, North Dakota, population 13 people and two dogs. And I was wondering... I wanted to ask Todd about the group Grassroots. I always liked the Grassroots, but I bought a copy of their greatest hits a year or two back, and I was just overjoyed to get home. I wanted to play it and was very disappointed when I heard that the lead singer that gave them that distinctive sound was different. And I'm wondering why that happened, what happened to the original lead singer of the Grassroots.
Wow, you got me on that one.
It's a totally different voice.
I'm going to have to find out.
Okay. Okay, I'll what, call back in a week? Or
just keep listening, and if you haven't heard an answer, you call back in a week, and Todd will be on it, okay?
Thank you so much.
We have a census going on, Bill, so make sure those two dogs up your numbers there in the Cyrus, okay?
Very, by the way, if your tax preparer is playing sha-la-la-la, let's live for today in their waiting room, you probably want to come up with a different tax preparer, financial planner, or whatever, since they're all about living for the future. But
yeah. What is the closest metropolitan region to Bucyrus?
60 miles north.
What, 60 miles north?
Dickinson.
Oh, Dickinson, 60 miles north. Got it.
Yeah,
okay.
But I'm in between Hettinger and Reeder. Hettinger is nice. There's everything you need in Hettinger.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Couldn't agree with you anymore. And it's a beautiful 14 degrees in Hettinger right now. So you guys are you're getting a little jump on the nice weather. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it. Glad you called. Brian Opp.
Home of the Fighting Billy Rays, by the way.
Very nice.
Billy Ray Sorry.
Brian Opp is the workforce development strategist for the University of Mary. We're going to talk a little bit about leadership ND today. Brian, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, Scott. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Good to catch up with you. I guess you're on the road to Dickinson. Got a big couple of days planned there. Tell us a little bit about, you've done a number of these, six, if I recall, where you're doing monthly sessions and going to communities and getting leaders together. What's this all about?
Yeah, you're spot on, Scott. The program is called Leadership North Dakota. It is put on by the University of Mary, and we have a few partners to make this great program happen. The idea is to foster continued leadership growth and build a leadership network across North Dakota. This program is really designed for established leaders in the workplace, in communities, in the state. There are plenty of options out there for emerging leaders, and we really set out to create a program that really spoke to those that have already achieved and maybe have that leadership position. We wanted to help foster their growth, the expansion and growth of their leadership skills and capacity. So you're exactly right. Six meetings over the course of 6 months. We get together once a month, each time in a different North Dakota community. So far, we've been to Bismarck, Watford City, Fargo, and Grand Forks. We're just on our way to Dickinson for the fifth of the six sessions. In Dickinson, we've got a great program lined up. And just to tell you a little bit about what we have in store, each time we get together, there's classroom time devoted to an advanced leadership curriculum. We spend additional time exploring the communities, visiting local points of interest, and touring major employers. The idea there is to get a sense of the community and to understand the industries that really make up the fabric of the statewide economy. And then lastly, we really try hard to have a little bit of fun in this as well. The high-level networking opportunities that go along with this are just fantastic. The cohort size is 15 people, so you're spending time with 15 established leaders, but each stop along the way, you're meeting community leaders, subject matter experts, and in some cases, some really, really far-out individuals. For example, when we were in Fargo in December, we got to spend about an hour and a half with Gary Tharaldson. Just off-the-charts, amazing experience.
And, of course, today in Dickinson, Baker Boys, Steffes, Fisher Industries, I mean, three pillars of the Dickinson business community led by amazing individuals that will be able to share a lot of great wisdom there, right?
It is. And one of these things about these tours, these experiences, it's one thing to read about in a book or an article or to have somebody come and talk to you about it. But when you're actually on site and you get behind the curtain, that really is an eye-opening experience. You really can take your understanding of maybe a broader understanding of an industry or a specific organization and its operations and take it to a completely different level when you get that behind-the-scenes tour and that intimate time with those organizational leaders that are showing us around their shop. And so it's a fantastic way to grow your leadership skills, but then also the capacity by simply expanding your network in a really profound way, but then also really understanding what's going on around you. And if everybody's doing things right, we're making lasting connections, and there's a lot of good things that'll come from this down the road. 5 years, 10 years, 20 years down the road, it'll be exciting to see where all of these folks lead us and how they serve us in the future.
Yeah, this has been rolling since October of 2019, and already plans underway for year two to launch this fall. So it will we'll continue. What kind of feedback do you get from the participants? How does this lead the woodpile a little higher, as my friend Earl Strinden would say, from beautiful Litchfield, North Dakota, as he learned when he was growing up? How does this allow them to lead the woodpile a little higher for the next generation?
Well, I love the expression. I think it's a great one. Your point about planning ahead for next year, we're really excited about that. We really see this as an annual event where we attract 15 new people each year. Our goal is to really connect each cohort, each successive cohort. And so it's not just the 6 months of experiences, but as we strive, as time goes on, to connect year one to year two, and both of those to year five, and hopefully all of those to year 15 if we do this well and do this right. There's so many different ways in which that connectivity and that learning and that expansion and that network is going to serve us. Scott, I think we all really know very well in North Dakota that relationships are hugely important. It's so easy to, if you really try to get connected and to make things happen across the state by partnering with others. And those collaborations really are relationship driven. One of the ways that we like to think we're leaving that woodpile higher is that we're creating all of these, helping to create and foster all of these fantastic relationships that are going to serve all of us in the future. We envision these participants to be the future C-suite executives, future community leaders, future state legislators, serving on boards and commissions, and you name it. We really believe, and we're seeing it in this first cohort, just the caliber of individuals are amazing. Great people. But
ways to serve are aplenty, right? I mean, we need that. We're a growing state. I think of for instance the McKenzie County County Commission. All right, it is made up of some really amazing leaders. I think of my friend Gene Veeder as one who has done it all in Watford City, but here he is now serving on Watford City Commission. But you know, Gene honestly is due some time with his grandkids and the life on the ranch and everything else. And at some point, you want to hand the baton to folks that are younger. Now that commission alone presides over a lion's share of the development of oil and gas production in the state of North Dakota. Is very, very important. You think of it as a small town, Watford City, McKenzie County Commission, anything but. It needs leaders. It needs real leaders. And so an entity like Leadership ND that is growing these leaders, not only for that, for legislative positions, for city commission, for school board, whatever, even leading other companies and doing great things like the ones you'll see in Dickinson today are doing at Baker Boy, Stephenson Fisher, is extraordinarily important, isn't it, Brian?
Oh, you're exactly right, Scott. We can never stop filling that pipeline of leadership. We can't take our eyes off of that baseball because it's so important. The future of this state, there's so many good things ahead. We have so many opportunities, and filling that pipeline so we've got that next generation to receive the baton that you had mentioned, receive the baton. But it's not just that next generation. It's the generation after that and the one after that. Filling the pipeline. Very well said, Scott.
Brian, thanks for the time today. We appreciate all the good things going on at the University of Mary. What Brian does is work on workforce. That's his day job. And Leadership ND is certainly a part of that as well. But a lot of great leadership coming from the University of Mary, not only on Leadership ND, but on workforce and so many other things as well, as we talk about regularly on the program. Thank you, Brian.
John, pleasure.
Safe travels to Dickinson, North Dakota today. Workforce development strategist at the University of Mary, Brian Opp. Time for more of your calls. A boatload of texts to get in. Some sad news about a member of Congress from Minnesota I'll share. And more straight ahead on What's on Your Mind. The next hour, talking beef.
Have you heard of Mineral Tracker? Let me tell you, these Mineral Tracker guys are rocking the oil and gas industry with their knowledge and expertise. They have degrees, experience, and common sense, and they founded Mineral Tracker for mineral owners just like you. When you're dealing with your mineral income, don't mess around. Use our technology that was created just for you, helping you maintain your asset and take control of it. Activate your free account today at MineralTracker.com or call 833-842-2924.
Hi, this is Andy Murdock with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers, inviting you to any one of these exceptional upcoming farm retirement equipment auctions featuring late model John Deere R-Series four-wheel drive and track tractors, a 2019 DB60 corn planter, and more in Starbuck, Minnesota on March 12th. Then on March 21st and March 26th, Pfeiffer's will be offering an entire fleet of late model Case IH sprayers, quad tracks, 9230 combines, a Claas 750 combine, Challenger Series tractors, trucks, trailers, and more near Richardton in New England, North Dakota. For online bidding and complete details, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
We're Tioga Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga is a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Debate looks just like the one I saw 4 years ago with the same raving fools up front. Well, now the Democrats have their own Donald Trump running. Wonderful. We're on the way. So, yeah.
I'm not sure what that individual is referring to there. Sounds a little cranky.
Bloomberg, billionaire, whatever, I suppose. Try to compare. I don't know.
Not a particularly happy Democrat. That's what that is. No. You think so? Yeah. I don't know. If somebody could translate that for me, that'd be great. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I want to help you pump away 2019. And I know there's a lot of farmers that say, please, let's start 2020 outright. Let's put 2019 behind us. And my friends at Ellingson Water Management have a heck of a deal for you right now. For one, I'd like you to talk to the people I've talked to about the success they've had with tiling, the ROI they get, the increased production they get, the land they bring back in the production. It's really an amazing story, and they'll connect you with these folks. So right now, you can talk about that, and you can get a great deal because they're kicking off 2020 in style here. $70 per acre discount on any job in the Red River Valley to celebrate 50 years in business, 20 years in the Red River Valley at Ellingson Water Management. Now think about that. These folks have been around 50 years. The others come and go like, I don't know what, Democratic presidential candidates or something like that. So find out how a water management plan can maximize the productivity of your operation. Go to ellingsoncompanies.com and ask about this great deal right now. Or call 701-893-9030. 701-893-9030. Tell them Scott sent you. Really get excited when I see the stories here, you know, firsthand, how that's worked. It's a lot of fun. We're going to go to Maddock. Maddock. And Linda is here. Hello, Linda. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I just wanted to wish a birthday greeting to my daughter, actually.
Well, beautiful. What's your daughter's name?
Well, it's actually Beautiful Baby Cakes Dornbos.
Beautiful?
23 today.
Baby Cakes?
Baby Cakes Dornbos.
I love that. That's great. And how are you celebrating? Has she got any plans?
I don't know. She lives in Fessenden, so she's not here with me actually right now. But she's 23 today, and I can't get her on the phone, so I thought I'd wish her a birthday on the radio.
There you go. Now the world knows. That's beautiful. And if they see her, they can wish her happy birthday. Say, your mom called in, wish you a happy birthday. I'm glad you called, Linda. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
Maddock, North Dakota. It's 8 degrees there right now. It feels like 8 below because the wind's blowing out of the southwest at 11, gusting to 14. Anything else you want to know? I'm happy to provide it here. What can I tell you? 800-228-0550. Wind speed and wing is up to Todd. I got Maddock weather covered right here on the program.
Unless you're listening to one of the replays of What's in Mind, in which case
it'll be a little different.
That's old information, but
that'll be okay. Yeah. Texter says, watching these Democratic candidates debate, they are always complaining about healthcare and pharmaceutical industries, but every one of them are too ignorant to admit that we are still living under Obamacare. It's just a joke. Yeah, they love saying pre-existing conditions. Republicans are against nobody is against pre-existing conditions being included in health plans. Nobody. But they say the same stuff over and over and hope, yeah, I guess it'll work. What I find a little bit interesting right now is that Bernie Sanders, of course, has this Medicare for All deal, and guess where he's getting pushback from? Unions. Unions, Democratic voters traditionally saying, I don't want your plan. Your plan would make my health care worse. So, we got a little circular firing squad going on. It's okay. Yes, Amy didn't know the name of the Mexican president, and Trump didn't know that the Kansas City Chiefs aren't from Kansas. Oh, I love that. Yeah, it's so fun. Democrats aren't out of touch with their generation. They're out of touch with America, says another.
True.
Texter.
True. That's it right there.
You think so?
Yeah, most of America. I mean, again, I always use the broad umbrella. The American people. The American people demand. The American people want. Well, not all of them, you know.
John,
a vocal minority.
John Podhoretz is a columnist I always enjoy. He wrote a column today saying the Nevada Democratic debate was the greatest debate in human history. Forget Lincoln and Douglas. Forget Lincoln or forget Nixon and Kennedy. Forget the, last night's Democratic primary slagfest, he called it a slagfest. I don't know what a slagfest is, but slagfest in Nevada was the greatest debate in all of human history. Oh, it was glorious. The sheer raging hostility sprang across the stage as every campaign besides the Bernie Sanders, Michael Bloomberg bids faces the desperate possibility that each night might fade into the woodwork against the Bernie surge and the Bloomberg billions. It's not that the gloves are off. No, my friends, everybody was wearing steel-tipped boots and going right for the crotch. Those weren't snowflakes. Those were nunchucks. Wow. Priceless highlights, he highlights. Pete Buttigieg wagging his finger at Amy Klobuchar after she said she'd made an error by forgetting the name of the president in Mexico in an interview. Klobuchar wheeling on Buttigieg and demanding to know if he was trying to say she was dumb. Are you mocking me here, Pete? We played that clip earlier.
Yeah.
It did sound like she was going to cry. You have that handy?
No, I don't. Okay. I will get it back up.
It sounded as though like she was, you know, she was ticked. And almost like she was going to cry. She was so upset about it. That's what I got out of it.
Biggest cry since the Ancestry.com thing came back? Or
Right, yeah. Yeah.
You know what it comes down to? I mean,
you don't have any choice. You have to vote for me.
There it is.
Pretty much. That was the headline. That was the headline from last night. We do have a little bit of sad news out of Minnesota. Representative Jim Hagedorn, who represents Minnesota District 1, is down by Rochester. Good Republican. A smart guy announced today he's being treated for cancer. Diagnosed with stage 4 kidney cancer a few days ago, receiving care at Mayo Clinic over the past year.
At least he's in the right place to get it done, right?
There you go. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Scott Hennon here with Vince Webker from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Minot. I'm going to take the 2020 Wellness Challenge with Vince. I want you to do the same thing. And what am I doing? Looking at hot tubs and saunas at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. How does that connect to wellness?
Well, you're better physically, you're better mentally, you're better relationally. Everything in the human body works better in hot water or in the heat of a sauna. You just can't go through life without it. You will be better.
Every day made better from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
Did you procrastinate all year about that foundation repair project and now you think it's too late? Hey, Lacey here with Precision Concrete Cutters, Ram Jack North. No need to worry, we've got you covered. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, don't wait.
Call 701-280-7038 and ask us about our winter discount or go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.